Blue Jackets take on Washington tonight, Nationwide Arena, and who would have thunk it? They are up 2-0. Let's bring on Bill Davidge, studio analyst of the Blue Jackets, Fox Sports Ohio. Bill, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Torque. How are you doing, bud?
Doing great. Now, knowing the history of Washington choking on the chicken bone in the playoffs, but also knowing the history of the Blue Jackets, are you surprised where we're at?
No, not especially watching this team play the last 2 months, Torque. I mean, they have found ways to, and that's the mantra, they found ways to win. And here in the playoffs, it's been no different than the last 3 or 4 weeks. They've tipped that Western trip down 3-0 in Edmonton. They win 7-3. They continued that on coming back home. And I think they're riding a wave of confidence. And you just hope that can continue in front of hopefully around 19-5 tomorrow night or tonight against Washington again.
Yeah, I guess coming in, the key to the series was you got to stay out of the box. You saw the goal Sunday night with Ovechkin. When he's in that circle, he's probably the most deadly guy in the league, especially on the power play. When you look at these penalties as a former coach, and I look at the Dubois thing, and I thought that was ticky-tack. Where else is he? Like, I agreed with Torts. Where else is he going to go? But are these penalties the Blue Jackets are getting, are they fixable, or are they things where the refs are just blowing the whistle and it is what it is?
Well, they're fixable. I mean, you win the other night in overtime, but you look at some of the penalties being called, goaltender interference. Now, you know, continue to drive to the net. Do not let up. Continue. Don't lose your identity and who you are. And that's what this team's been able to do. So they had three penalties called on the other night, and that's very fixable. They are not what I call grandmother penalties. You want to be aggressive. You want to be able to make sure that you're playing each and every shift and have fun doing it. And that's the way to do it. But if they can just control their emotions, and right now they're flying and riding a high, they must continue that once again, because this Washington team is explosive. When you've got the likes of Backstrom and Ovechkin, they can take advantage of you. What the Jackets need to continue to do is take advantage of questionable goaltending. Do not make Holtby be a star in that game tonight. So I think right now, if the Jackets continue to drive to that net, get some support, they'll continue to have some success.
When you get a goalie change like they did Sunday night, and then Holtby, who's been in the playoffs in the past with them and had minor runs, does that make you kind of smile a little bit as a team that, boy, we're in game three, we're at home, and they've already switched goaltenders?
Well, you know, I don't even think you look at that. The one thing that this team has been able to focus on, and good habits have been created because they repeat the same thing over and over. You think about your game. Forget about who you're even playing against. What's your standard? What are you trying to do? Stay disciplined. Continue that work ethic that you've been continued to show here as the season has wound down and now into the playoffs. Forget about what the opposition even stands for or who's even in the net. And I think that's what the case is with this Jacket team. They're young, they're tenacious, and they keep coming at you.
Studio analyst of the Blue Jackets, Bill Davidge, Fox Sports Ohio. Tonight, Blue Jackets and Washington. Do you know the status of Alexander Wennberg? Because Sonny Milano goes in for him, and, Sonny without the puck, not kind of a, playing 3 minutes in the playoffs, they miss Wennberg. What are you hearing?
Nothing, just day to day. They're going to keep that quiet until he's ready to go, and then he'll be sprung upon us probably early in the morning. we'll find out more.
I tell you what, from the goaltending situation, and we mentioned 7 times on the power play for Washington Sunday night, Bob is, and we know how good he's been in the regular season, but this is the best he's been in the playoffs. He was, forget the, someone put on social media to me the other day, Bob let in 4 goals. Who cares how many let in? He saved over 54. He was spectacular the first 2 games.
Well, you want to believe it. He could have been the first star of that game. Calvert scores the game-winning goal. They give him the first star accolades. But let's be honest with you. If it wasn't Bob for the other 60 minutes, it certainly would not have turned out the way it did. So, no, Bob's been he's been an MVP, and that's what he needed to do. Again, there was so much talk about his past and what he didn't do. Now he's in a position. Yes, he's given up 4 goals, 3 goals respectively, but he's got a team in front of him right now that can respond as well. His game will get better and bigger once this thing rolls into something, come tonight. Should be a lot of fun tonight, Torque.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I'm taking my boy. And when you look, and you know this, Bill, The big players, the big boys got to show up. You saw that with Cam Atkinson and that breakaway, not even having a very little space there and snuck it in. Panarin has been great. That pass, the patience on his assist where he's waiting, and then lets it go. Seth Jones coming up big. Werwinski coming up big. I mean, the big players for the Blue Jackets have shown up in this series.
Well, they have, and everything starts, yes, with your goaltender, but it also goes to your defense. The ability to create that offense coming up ice, and I showed it a couple of times last night, when you've got Werenski and Jones together leading the rush across the offensive blue line, they play without any fear at all. They just want to be aggressive. They've got the skills to be able to make a play and then get back and help out at the other end. But, no, that's got to continue, and it's good to see some other stars like a Calvert kick in a goal, a game winner, and let's hope that continues as well. And we have another different star here tonight.
Yeah, when you look at this from a national level, and people will look at an 8 seed versus a 1 seed, but from a national viewpoint, I think people knew the 13-1-2 down the stretch and how good they've been from the trade deadline. But as a whole, do you think now that the Blue Jackets are up 2 games to zip, the national guys are going and the casual fan are going, you know what, the Blue Jackets are a team to reckon with?
Well, they've been saying that here for the last 2 months. They've all said, and I sit and listen to the guys on NHL.com. I listen to Hockey Central. I listen to the so-called experts, and they've recognized that this team is one that give them an opportunity, give them a chance. They can make some noise in the playoffs, and that's what's happening right now. Now they just got to continue it.
Tell us what you, because when you do like the pregame, the keys of the game, give me your top three for tonight.
Well, I think the one thing, again, number one, stay disciplined. You got to stay out of that penalty box and not give guys like Backstrom, Carlson, and Ovechkin an opportunity to be able to make some things happen. And I really do believe now, too, you've got to get that forecheck instituted, get that puck across the red line, get it deep, work their defensemen. I don't think they've worked the defense nearly enough, because you like to be able to play that game in inches, not feet, down below the goal line and then start taking things to the net. And let's go to the third one, Bob. Bob has to continue doing what he's doing.
And when it comes to a home ice advantage, too, and I can only assume I wasn't there in Washington, but you got to assume tonight going to be a little bit harder for Washington to play than the Blue Jackets in Washington.
Well, you hope. But, again, these guys...
I'm pretty loud, Bill. I'm pretty loud.
They're pros, and they can handle it. And I hope. And I really hope, and I do believe, and they're going to be excited. The fans are going to be excited. They're going to embrace it. It's going to start. We have a pregame show for an hour
on
the plaza, and I'm going to put the sweater on because it is a little cool right now. I'll make sure that we're ready to go.
All right, I'll stop by with the boy.
All right, Torque. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Bill Davidge, Fox Sports Ohio, joining us. That's going to be a great atmosphere tonight, man, and I can't wait to get out there. Nationwide Arena, for the first time in the history of this franchise, they could win 3 playoff games, man, and they take on the Caps. So we'll be watching tonight, and it's a good atmosphere. And go Blue Jackets.